96.3 WHUR, that's Kiana Lede, mad at me.
Coming up, we talk with our man CeeLo Green. And speaking of CeeLo, here he is right now. This is Intentions with CeeLo, Big Boy, and Sleepy Brown on WHUR.
96.3 WHUR on the line, one of our favorites.
Yes.
He's an amazing rapper. He's an amazing singer. He's an amazing songwriter. Lord Jesus. CeeLo Green, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
What's CeeLo been doing during the shutdown, during quarantine?
All of the above. You know what I mean? Being with family, you know what I mean? Just kind of reconnecting with those, you know, those really priceless and invaluable things. Just time, quality time. You know, sometimes with the success that you had, you know, as an artist and you know, and the celebrity and the spoils that come along with it, you know, you can do a lot. You know what I mean? You can do a lot monetarily, materially, but it does not take the place of just tangible time spent. And so we're just using that as an opportunity to reacquaint with that ideal, with each other, get close, get together, relearn, laugh, love, talk, you know, be quiet, pray, eat, work out, you know, and listen to good music, too.
So, CeeLo, you know, there was this guy years ago who wasn't really considered a singer, but he wrote some lyrics that will live, especially nowadays. He says something like, me and my family moved into an apartment complex. A gate with the serial code was put up next. They claim that this community is so drug-free, but it don't look that way to me.
And I know that guy.
Self-therapy, back when you were a rapper, quote-unquote. CeeLo, did you think that 20 years later it would still be relevant and we still would be wondering what's happening?
It could have been any clue or deterrent. You know, I would have much rather it be that than some type of prophecy of today's times. But ultimately, you know what I mean? Like, you know, it was, you know, art imitating a life that would come upon us. And so, I mean, it's just, it's kind of amazing and very surreal and very serious. You know what I mean? And I'm just glad that, you know, I could have done some good with my voice. You know, I came across some information and it had an effect on me. And we were able to interject and implement that information into an art form and make a song about it. It was nowhere as real then as it is now, 25 years later. So we didn't know if anybody would take it seriously, if anybody would listen and read in between the lines. You know, we could just, at the time, only hope that people could still dance to it, even though it was informative in that way. You know what I mean? And they were able to do both. They were able to be educated and entertained at the same time. So, you know, it's what a pleasure it's been being able to be used like that, you know, being one-fourth of Goody Mob, representing the Dungeon family, representing Atlanta, Georgia. And speaking of Goody Mob, we're working on another album right now. I mean, you can look right outside your window and, the times, the stage is set for us to speak on it again.
It's perfect time.
So I'm glad he might be getting back with the old group, and I'm also excited for some new music that CeeLo has.
We got more with CeeLo Green coming up right here on Allison and Mark in the Afternoon on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.
Allison and Mark in the Afternoon, so hanging out with CeeLo Green, and this is what we've been waiting for. This is actually some new music from CeeLo.
Absolutely. Okay, ready? Here it is right now. This is Lead Me, new music from CeeLo Green.
96.3 WHUR Afternoons with Allison and Mark. I like that.
He always delivers the jams. That's why we love CeeLo Green. Again, that's called Lead Me, his new single.
So you got a new album.
CeeLo Green is Thomas Calloway. Tell us about it.
Well, the album was done about a year ago. We were kind of looking for more of an ideal time for release. And, you know, the pandemic and quarantine kind of lent itself to an opportunity where people were still enough to not only listen to the album, but hear the album. So I will say that we took the liberty, you know, and the opportunity to do just that. And it was timely, you know, in terms of the tonality of songs and the sentiment, a lot of the lyrical content, and people were able to identify with it in real time in a way of where it spoke to the soul, it spoke to the spirit, was, you know, repurposed as, you know, a great deal of positive energy. And that's something that I would hope to be able to accomplish and contribute as an artist, is what I've been attempting and achieving. I mean, like, you know, over the last 25 years or so, this is just more work. You know what I'm saying?
It's perfect time. See, you know, I'm a conspiracy guy, but I got you here. So you've experienced being a hot writer, You wrote a crossover hit that went to number one. You had a song yourself, crossed over, went to number one. When you get that kind of success, is it a scary place? Do forces come after you, or is that just all hype?
It is a logic, you know, that they revel in, you know, that says to them, stars aren't born, they're made. And so therefore, if it's something that, you know, they aren't necessarily responsible for, like myself, and what I mean by that is, you know, I'm on a major label, I mean, like, you have a hit record, everybody eats, you know, everybody eats. And so it's like, hey, well, wait a minute, the guy's not so bad after all, you know what I mean? But nobody was expecting from me personally the transition and transcendence that I was able to have and to make, you know what I mean? Like, from Goody Mob, something that was really, really blunt and frank, you know what I mean? Like, deliberate and outspoken. But, you know, Gnarls Barkley, on the other hand, like, for an example, was almost like espionage to get behind, to get over those enemy lines. And by the time I'm in the building, they got to sit me down and negotiate with me. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, and now, Mark, the CeeLo told you the secret, he's going to have to kill you. So thank you for joining us. Look, the album is available for pre-order right now. It's CeeLo Green is Thomas Calloway. First single, Lead Me, and we can't wait for all the good things. Thank you for all the good music, CeeLo. Really, we appreciate it and your time.
Thank you, Thomas Calloway.
Yes, sir.
It's the new move in the afternoon. Fox 5's Allison Seymour and her husband, Mark Clark, on 96.3 WHUR.